That was Manic Drive, Save a Life. You know, there are so many people out there today saying, hey, I am lost and I just need some direction in my life. I need somebody to save me. And today we have three guests in the studio, and we'll be talking about a pilot program called the Sparta Transition Program. Really excited about this one because it really has the potential to change the directions of the lives of so many young people. Our guests today are David Luke. He is a lead counselor with the Wisconsin Challenge Academy. We also have Tim Heima. He is the CEO of the Sparta Area Chamber of Commerce. And Pastor Jeff Skinner from Gospel Baptist Church right here in Sparta. Welcome, gentlemen. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
Well, the Sparta Transition Program will kind of be a stepping stone when cadets graduate from the Challenge Academy, which is out at Fort McCoy. And David, like I said, you are a lead counselor with that program. For those who are not familiar with it, can you tell us what the Challenge Academy is, who it's for, and how it works?
Sure. We're a quasi-military program, and we fall under the National Guard. We're a national program. We have 40 programs in 28, I believe, states. And been around since 1993. Here in Wisconsin, our program has existed since 1998. And we serve at-risk youth from around the state of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin program, of course. Mm-hmm. And they come to us. They're at Fort McCoy for 5.5 months. And these kids are all at risk of not graduating with their high school class. And in addition to that, oftentimes, though it's not necessarily true, but oftentimes they have behaviors that accompany that not graduating or being at risk of not graduating, that lead them to where they're at now and to the decision to come to us to change their lives for the better.
And by and large, you're mostly 17, 18 year old young people. What kind of impact do you see the program having on those young people?
Well, it has a pretty dramatic impact for most of them, and for a lot of them, they come to us to earn their high school equivalency diploma. But in addition to that, and probably much more important than that, is they come to us for some character development. And in fact, our motto is the courage to change, and so mm-hmm. they really coming to us to change the course of their life into a positive direction.
And some of the things you work on also are life skills and basic discipline and motivation.
That's exactly right. A lot of life skills, to include job skills. It's a very disciplined program. So, you know, there's a lot of yes, sir, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And in fact, when we go out and about and do service community, which is another aspect of the program, people are always pretty amazed by the level of courtesy that these young folks are displaying, especially considering the fact that these are the kids that in many of their communities, you know, their parents, community schools weren't sure what to do with them.
Yeah, so we moved up from down south. We were in North Carolina, and our kids grew up saying yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. But when they came up here, and one of them said it, they kind of like, what? They thought they were being a little bit sarcastic, but no, it's good common courtesy, and I love to hear that in a young person. Now, something that brought you three together, this is very interesting. You're from the Challenge Academy. Tim, you're from the Sparta Area Chamber of Commerce, and Pastor Skinner, you're a local pastor here. And it's really interesting how the three of you came together. I know part of it was taking place in a coffee shop here in town or something. But Tim, from the chamber perspective, how did you get involved with the concept of this pilot program, the Sparta Transition Program?
Well, as part of the Sparta Chamber of Commerce course, we represent the business associations within our community. And a big problem we have right now is a lack of workforce or a labor shortage. And so after trying to attract people from outside of the area, we decided to go to the Challenge Academy and see if maybe they might have some folks that would stay in the area. They've been a great community partner for many, many years. Everybody loves them when they come down to do their community service in the Sparta area. And talking to businesses, they're willing to take this on and provide them living wage jobs.
So how do you see that, David, working with the Challenge Academy and then progressing into the Sparta Transition Program? How do you see that working for your cadets?
Well, it fits perfectly. I mentioned that the cadets are with us at Fort McCoy for 5.5 months. But the larger part of the program, what we call the post-residential phase, is a year. And they are still cadets in our program for that year. And so, you know, everything we do during those 5.5 months during the residential phase is really geared towards setting them up for success in that post-residential phase. And so this, like I said, this fits perfectly with our mission, that we want them to be, you know, really we're trying to equip them to be successful citizens. And the other way that it really fits is that something that I've noticed for years now, and other staff members have noticed, is that cadets will come to us and they'll make significant strides while they're with us. But then you go back to the environment from which they came, and oftentimes it's, you know, it's the old two steps forward, one step back. And so that becomes very frustrating, not only for us, but also, of course, for the cadets and for the communities and the families that they return to. So,
yeah, going back into that environment, it's so hard to break out of it and even to, you know, implement all those new skills and ideas and thoughts, and that character that you worked on so hard during those 5.5 months in the academy.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so you were sitting in the coffee shop, and you started talking to Pastor Skinner over here. Pastor Skinner, tell us about that conversation.
So Dave comes in with Charlie, his dog, on a regular basis, and we enjoy the company and got to know one another. And Dave found out, I think, along the way that I was a pastor in the community and was telling me about the program that they're trying to get going and keep some of the folks here and some of these young kids here in the community. And so one thing led to another, and he asked if I might be able to help them put together the host home aspect of all of this. And so that's where I entered into the picture. I've gotten maybe a little more involved at the Challenge Academy just from have opportunities to observe what's going on there. And this is such a great opportunity for us in the community, for our community, to influence the lives of these kids. Dave is right. Oftentimes they do make great strides, and then they go home and fall right back into the patterns that they were in. Some of them, I don't think they really want to go home. I think they really want to have an opportunity to continue in the direction that they're going. So we saw this as an opportunity to potentially provide at least a short-term home, and maybe folks, maybe the churches in our community, folks in our churches who have room in their homes maybe could offer a place for some of these, their kids to me. I'm old enough that they're kids, but a place for them to stay. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, we can influence them for Christ while they're here in our community. And they get to become a part of who we are here in Sparta, get a job, and become active. So I just see this as such an incredible opportunity for our churches. I hate to see us miss out on a place where clearly God is at work nudging us along. Mm-hmm. And I think if we'll just be obedient and use the resources that we have, we have talked about funding and that kind of thing amongst our organizational group, but you know, we've got tons of resources already available to us in our churches, just in our homes, and extending hospitality into the lives of these young people, just helping model for them maybe what a better family model than they've grown up in. So I just see this as a great opportunity and was anxious to get involved.
You know, I'm thinking Jesus, too. The ones that he reached out to when he was walking on this earth, it wasn't necessarily the ones who were all clean and had it all together. Mm-hmm. You know, it was the ones who were in need and the ones who were struggling but had that heart to want to do better. And those are the ones that he really reached out to. So it's like a perfect marriage between, you know, these kids that are coming from a difficult background, trying to turn their lives around. You guys lay a good foundation in the Challenge Academy. Then the need for workers. I mean, you said currently there's like a need for almost 300 workers here in the Sparta area.
Yeah, that's correct. We averaged about 300 here for the last 6-8 months.
Wow. So there is a big need to find workers and then for the host families to get involved to, again, build on that foundation to perhaps model not a perfect family because none of us are, but, you know, a Christ-centered family, mm-hmm. hopefully, and a family that will show love and support and, you know, what these young people need. Dave, for the cadets coming out of the academy, how are they equipped, do you think, to serve in the local businesses? How are you preparing them for that?
Well, I think that, you know, I have to say that, that of course, I'm biased, but but I'd have to say that I really think they have a leg up on their peers coming out of the Challenge Academy. We really stress with them not only character development, which is, you know, most employers that I talk to, they're just looking for folks who are willing to work hard, show up on time, be honest, be able to pass a drug test, et cetera, et cetera. So a lot of the aspects of our character development program at the Challenge Academy is really going to help them. And then in addition to that, we work on a lot of their power skills, often called the soft skills. You know, things like being able to step into a room and have a conduct themselves in an interview.
Mm.
They all, while they're with us, they all complete a mock interview with a community member. And while they're with us, they all develop a resume. They all develop cover letters, et cetera, et cetera. And quite honestly, in order to stay with us for the 5.5 months, it's a pretty rigorous program. They have to have pretty strong drive. They also have to have a strong commitment, and they have to develop a good work ethic while they're with us. If they didn't have it before, and so all of the above, are only going to help them, and I think make them some pretty stellar employees. Actually,
mm-hmm. Can I add? I've been able to help a little bit. Help with some of the job interviews that they do at the Challenge Academy. We've had three of the kids in our church to speak to our church at large. I'm incredibly impressed by the character of these kids, and especially knowing in general the backgrounds that they come from. The three that were in our church shared their stories. They've overcome a lot.
Mm.
And I just see this as an incredible, I think they'll be an incredible asset to our community. And we have, an opportunity to continue what the Challenge Academy has begun in their lives as far as character development and giving them opportunities. So I'm excited about the job aspect. I want these kids to learn that the value that is theirs through good work,
mm-hmm.
and how that gives them a real sense of purpose, and many of them need that.
Mm-hmm. And I'd say to piggyback off that, you know, we teach resilience skills at the Challenge Academy, very concrete skills that they can use to essentially to cope with the difficulties that life brings. And in fact, we teach them early on. As I said before, we have a class starting tomorrow, and we'll be teaching those skills pretty heavily here in the first few weeks. What strikes us, a lot of us as staff members of the Challenge Academy, is really how resilient they already are. They are, to make it to where they are right now, considering some of the difficulties that they have already overcome,
mm-hmm.
It's pretty remarkable.
With the class that is starting this week,
mm-hmm.
you said you have 155 or so that are coming in, is that correct?
Right around 155, yeah.
Okay, so these are new people, and these are the young people. This class is a class that you were hoping will launch the program of the Sparta Transition Program. Tell us what it's going to take to get from where we are today, this brand new group of cadets coming in, to actually implementing it.
We need 6 families.
Okay.
We need 6 families in our community who... We're looking for good families, but we're looking for families that have maybe a extra bedroom, willing to take in a young person. 6 to 12 months we anticipate until they can get work, get on their feet, eventually get their own place and have their own life. And in the meantime, to influence them. So we need 6 families. Our goal for the first rollout is to have six cadets involved with six families. We would like to get the six families on board as soon as possible because we would like to plug in those families with the cadets early on in the process so that they actually work with the cadets as they're going through this six-month program at the Challenge Academy. So the sooner we can get the families and get them plugged in to the lives of just the kids in general at the Challenge Academy, the better off we'll be. They'll understand better what they're in for.
Mm-hmm.
On the 23rd of February, the transition group is going to come out to the Challenge Academy and present this whole program to our cadets. And so our cadets, while they're with us, you know, they're navigating not only the day-to-day of life at the Challenge Academy, but like I said, they're making their plans for the post-residential phase, and this will be one of their options. And so ideally, we'd love to have those families. It's not necessarily – not that families couldn't come on after that, after February 23rd, but it would be ideal for them to be signed up before then so that, like Pastor Skinner said, you know, they can kind of walk with the cadets, so to speak, through this residential phase, and really we can make some solid matches between families and cadets.
Oh, yeah, and I just see real life change happening through all this. Mm-hmm. Tim, what does the business community need to do to be part of this?
Well, we have several organizations that are already on board. Anybody that wants to be a part of the program is more than welcome to contact the Chamber of Commerce, and we'll get them plugged into the program. Again, we're looking to help these young adults become successful in life and be a part of our community. And I think this is a great opportunity for both the Challenge Academy graduates and our community.
Okay. And for somebody who would like more information on how they can get involved, perhaps to be a host family, whom should they contact?
I would say contact the Sparta Area Chamber of Commerce.
Okay. So all the inquiries can go through the chamber.
Correct. Yeah.
All righty. And we are going to have that information. We have a section on our website. It's called Make a Difference. So just go to Connect Our Community and click on Make a Difference, and we will have all the information there. So pray about it and see what God would have you do. Pray for these young people, this new class of cadets coming in this week, and also for a host family, and maybe God is leading you to do that. And if you're a business person and you need some workers, I think these are going to be fine young people who will be able to step into that role in about 6 months or so, right?
Right. And one thing that I don't think we mentioned yet that is that's important is that the program, the transition program, maybe not initially, maybe not, would like to offer this program to not only Challenge Academy graduates, but to other folks, as Tim has mentioned, who are seeking similar opportunities. So so it's I think it's just a great vision by the transition program to offer this opportunity to many folks, really.
Yeah, and there's so much potential here. And I think we touched on it, but didn't necessarily get into the details. But Tim, you had mentioned that this is a pilot program that could go even nationwide conceivably. Tell us a little bit about that aspect of it.
Yeah, the whole program that was envisioned was to start with the Challenge Academy. And once we prove that the model works, is to open up regionally and then eventually nationally. We actually have some of our legislators in Washington kind of looking down on this and hoping to look at it as a model for a nationwide program through various other organizations.
Mm. Almost seeing it like a big brother, big sister program too, and coming alongside these young people now as a family and then being able to give them that support system that they need when they graduate from the program and get into the workforce, and again, could change the entire direction of their life. As, you know, we've seen that so many times, people making wrong decisions. This can help equip them to make the good decisions and to pay back to society and to the community. Gentlemen, thank you for being here today. We've enjoyed it.
Thank you. Pleasure.
And we're excited about this program. Keep in touch with us and let us know how that we can support the work that you're doing. Again, our guests today have been David Luke. He is the lead counselor with the Challenge Academy out at Fort McCoy. Also, Tim Heima, he is the CEO of the Sparta Area Chamber of Commerce. And Pastor Jeff Skinner from Gospel Baptist Church right here in Sparta. Appreciate all you're doing. Our prayers go with you, and just expecting great things to come out of the Sparta Transition Program. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.